Moving on, attacks by Taliban militants have claimed at least 15 lives across Afghanistan. One attack targeted the Independent Election Commission in the capital, Kabul. It involved two bomb blasts and a raid on the Election Commission building, killing five people there. Elsewhere, a bomb explosion killed five civilians in the northern Kunduz province, while a militant attack on a bank in the eastern Kunar province claimed another five lives. Let's get more now from Faiz Khurshid, our correspondent with us live from Kabul. So Faiz, are these attacks being seen as efforts by the Taliban to disrupt the upcoming presidential elections?
Yes. The Taliban, with such attacks, want to create fear among the Afghan people to stay at home and do not participate in the coming election. Now, there are 10 days until the Afghan people go to the polling stations, cast their votes and pick their next president. But the Taliban attacks, like the one here in Kabul today, created fears among the Afghan people. A friend of mine in Mandan Wadak province, who's almost an hour drive from Kabul, has told me on the phone today that most people in their district are not going to the polling station on April the 5th to pick their next president, because if they are found with voting registration cards, Taliban would cut off their fingers. And Taliban has already issued a statement boycotting the coming presidential election here. They said that they have launched a big campaign now against the presidential candidates, the possible voters and election workers. And today here in Kabul, the Afghanistan independent election compound was the main target. We have been told that two workers of this commission has been killed. An Afghan provincial candidate has also lost his life. And the Taliban attacks continue to rise ahead of the presidential election. Now, Afghan security forces can be seen in large numbers on the streets of Kabul with fingers on the trigger. We know that they have a big test ahead. This is their number one job now, to defend the polling stations, protect the those who are going to the polling stations on April the 5th. Now, it remains to be seen whether they would be able to provide better security for the Afghan people so that they can elect their next president. Yes, the Taliban do know that they should continue their attacks, because they believe that with such attacks, they would be able to stop a large turnout. If there is low turnout, then they would certainly question the legitimacy of the next government in this country.
Thank you very much, Faiz Khurshid, a correspondent in Kabul.